Chapter 16. My mother took me to Lincoln Center twice. We used Grandma's subscription tickets. It wasn't as much fun as with Grandma because, number one, I didn't get to ride the bus alone, and number two, my mother thought the concert itself was more important than looking at the people. I wrote Grandma a letter. Dear Grandma, I miss you. Florida sure sounds like fun. School is fine, so are Mom and Dad. I am fine, too. I've only had one cold so far and two viruses. One was the throwing-up kind. I forgot to tell you this over the phone, but when we went to Lincoln Center, there was slush all over the place, so I couldn't sit by the fountain. I had to wear boots, too, and my feet sweated during the concert. Mom wouldn't let me take them off the way you do. It snowed again yesterday. I'll bet you don't miss that, do you? But snow is more fun in New Jersey than in New York. For one thing, it's cleaner. Love, Margaret. Grandma wrote back. Dear Margaret, I miss you too. Thank you for your nice letter. I hope when you were sick, your mother took you to a good doctor. If I had been home, I would have asked Dr. Cohen who he recommends in New Jersey. There must be one or two good doctors there. You probably caught cold because you kept your boots on at Lincoln Center. Your mother should know better. From now on, take off your boots the way we always do, no matter what your mother says. Only don't tell her I said so. I met a very nice man at my hotel. His name is Mr. Binneman. He comes from New York, too. We have dinner together and sometimes see a show. He is a widower with three children, all married. They think he should get married again. He thinks he should get married again. But I'm not saying anything. I hope your mother and father will let you come stay with me during spring vacation. Would you like that? I'm writing a letter to ask their permission. Be careful and dress warmly. Write to me again. All my love, Grandma. Dear Grandma, Mom and Dad say I can probably visit you during spring vacation, but that it's too soon to make definite plans. I'm so excited I could die. I'm counting the days already. I've never been on a plane, as you know, and Florida sounds like so much fun. Also, I want to see what's going on with you and that Mr. Binneman. You never tell us a thing when you call. I am fine. The snow melted. Mom is painting a new picture. This one is of apricots, grapes, and ivy leaves. Did I tell you my friends Nancy and Gretchen got their periods? See you soon, I hope. Love and kisses, Margaret.